Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mahindra Finserv Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I'll hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bhardwaj from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Mahindra Finserv Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Raman Baid, Whole-time Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Raman Baid, Whole-time Director. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I warmly welcome each one of you to our first conference call for Mahindra Finserv Limited. Before we delve into the specifics of our performance of our Q4 2024 and financial year 2024, let me give a brief overview about the company. Mahindra Finserv Limited is a non-deposit-taking NBFC that specializes in providing secured MSME loans, loan against property, vehicle loans, and insurance products. With over 30 years of experience based in Jaipur, we are now serving semi-urban and rural areas in Rajasthan, and we have expanded into Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. The company has a broad lender base of 17 active lenders, each providing valuable resources to support its financial endeavors. We have provided loans to over 50,000 customers, with the total number of active customers reaching close to about 7,000 in financial year 2024. Our vehicle loans cater to various transportation needs, including loans for tractors, commercial vehicles, and cars. We also provide mortgage loans such as MSME loans and loan against property to support both business and personal financial requirements. Additionally, our insurance products cover life, dwelling, and motor insurance, ensuring comprehensive protection for our clients. In the quarter four of financial 2024, we have expanded by opening new branches in Jabalpur, Sagar, and Satna area in Madhya Pradesh, and north geographies of Gujarat, to name a few locations: Deodar, Modasa, etc., bringing the total number of branches to 45 and further increasing our penetration in the newer geographies. Our network now comprises of 45 branch locations in semi-urban and rural areas across Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, and Gujarat. Our disbursement reached to 179 crores in financial year 2024. Our AUM surged to almost 368 crores, making an impressive growth of 22.31% compared to the previous year. The substantial increase reflects our strong performance and the trust bestowed upon by our clients. Additionally, our total borrowings escalated to 242 crores, showcasing a notable 41% surge over the preceding year, in which we have added small finance banks and few commercial banks, increasing our share of lending from banks. We prioritize efficiency and customer satisfaction by harnessing digital solutions such as NACH, BBPS, and UPI to streamline payment processes with minimal manual interventions, achieving a NACH activation in under 48 hours with almost 80% of our EMI collection presentation through NACH as on date. Our system ensures seamless transactions. We have a collect-on application that enables real-time collection receipts, empowering executives to manage customer data efficiently and generate prompt receipts via Bluetooth printers for a transparent payment experience. Furthermore, we've dedicated to technological advancements for streamlined operations. Our AutoSwift app facility instant vehicle valuation is done, while upcoming IT portal plans to address IT issues and manage asset allocation centrally. We prioritize data security through centralized backups, password protection communications, and real-time attendance systems, ensuring a robust infrastructure for efficient operations and enhanced security measures. In the financial year 2024, vehicle loans contributed to about 19.50% of the total lending, and MSME and loan against property, that is, mortgage loans, were 80.50% of the total AUM. In financial year 24, the company showed strong financial growth, with total revenues reaching 66.36 crores, up by 19.07%. The company's EBITDA increased by 30% to 41.62 crores, with a notable EBITDA margin of 62.72%. Net profit rose to 12.92 crores, making a significant 24.59 increase, resulting in a net profit margin of 19.47%. The earning per share stood at rupees 1.08, reflecting an 11.34% growth. In Q4 24, we recorded strong financial performance with total income amounting to rupees 15.21 crores, and we achieved an EBITDA of 8.80 crore, resulting in an EBITDA margin of 57.88%. Way forward, we aim to achieve a 25 to 30% annual increase in AUM, with targets surpassing 500 crores by financial year 25, and we aim to reach 600 crore loan book by FY26. By the end of financial year 25, we aspire to establish a total of 75 branches, enhancing our market presence and accessibility. Embracing technological advancements and intelligent risk management tools will be instrumental in optimizing our operations for greater efficiency and effectiveness. Furthermore, our commitment to innovation extends to introducing a new product portfolio, including electric vehicles and two-wheelers in the vehicle loan segment, to better serve our customers and drive continuous success in the evolving market landscape. Looking forward, BED FinServ is poised for continuous growth and expansion, with targets to increase AUM, expand branch network, and introduce new products. We are committed to leveraging technology and innovation to drive efficiently and meet evolving customer needs. We also plan to tie up with a couple of large lenders, large NBFCs or small finance banks, for micro housing products to be added in this year. Our focus remains on delivering value and sustained success in the dynamic financial landscape. With these brief remarks, now I request to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Karthikeyan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. So the first question is, our net worth is around 167 crores and our borrowings is around 240 crores. So if you see, the leverage is around 1.4 times. So, but we wanted to raise rights apart from, instead of increasing the leverage at least to 2x, 3x, the other competitors in the NBFC. So what is the idea behind going for a rights issue? So that is my question number one. And second question is, what is the cost of borrowings now? And what is the NIM that you guys are making? And what is the targeted cost of borrowings and targeted NIMs? And can you tell us more about the P&L of next year? How do you envisage it?
Sure. Thank you for the question. We have given intimation for the rights issue, but later we deferred this agenda. The proposal was placed for the board of directors, but the management along with the independent directors of the company were in the opinion to defer the proposal of issuance of rights issue at a later date and for consideration at an appropriate time. Once it is approved from the board, we shall update on the stock exchanges as well. But for now, we have deferred the rights issue. Yes, the 167 crores of net worth compared to a 250 crore of borrowing is 1.4 times. while, like you rightly said, the competition is at 2.5-3 times of leverage. So we are also in a view now that once we have achieved this AUM to be, you know, around 500 mark, then that should be the right time. And as of now, our capital adequacy stands around 46%, roughly. Secondly, your second question was around the cost of borrowings and NIMs. So we have maintained a roughly 11.75%-12% kind of a range in our average cost of borrowings. While we have added new lenders this year, majority of the borrowings that have been added in the previous financial year are from very large NBFCs or scheduled banks and small finance banks, which further gives us a broader base to borrow, and the cost of borrowings should be around 25 basis points lower in the current financial year now, in FY25. NIMs are around 10.5-11%, which have been stable and marginally improved. We see, the same kind of NIMs going forward as well. Little bit improvement could be seen if we are able to add a good amount of two-wheeler loan, three-wheeler loan, vehicle loan, and electric vehicles portfolio. That should give a better yield compared to a mortgage loan product.
Okay. Yeah, and on the more from a, how do you envisage the next year's profit growth, revenue, interest income growth to be?
We are seeing around 20-25% growth in the coming year as well, both on the P&L and the income. So the major expansion that we had to do is already done. We have opened around 7-8 branches in last 4-5 months. So that expansion has been already done. This year we'll target to open 3-4 branches in the new state that we are targeting, mostly in Maharashtra. And apart from that, I think should P&L and the total interest income should see around 20-25% growth.
Great, great, sir. Yeah. I have a few more questions. Should I wait in the queue or I'll...
No, please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And what about the NPA data of the company, sir? So what is the NPA of the company? Are we seeing a declining trend over the last year, and how do we see it next year?
So there was a little bit of surge in the NPAs in, times of COVID, especially in FY20 and 21 because of lockdowns as well. But post that period, we have seen revival in our NPA accounts. We are seeing good collections from NPA accounts, with the help of legal and our hard collection team. We are solving these cases on a rapid pace now. And we have about 2.6% NPA, gross NPA that we have reported this year, with a very comfortable, provisional coverage on that. And net NPA is 0.36%. So we have done a very conservative approach there, and we don't see further slippages there. In fact, with the addition in, with the rapid addition in the AUM, this number should come down by 25-30 basis points by end of this year.
Great, great, sir. And as we see, we are expanding into different states. How does that, from a manpower perspective, what are the various changes that you have done? Have you done any key hirings? So what is the hiring strategy behind this? Because hiring is crucial especially when you expand beyond your comfortable state. So your thoughts on that, sir?
Right. So the thought behind expanding into newer geographies came from this thought that, manpower hiring in the state of Rajasthan especially was, getting tough. And we have seen a lot of NBFCs, favoring Rajasthan and penetrating into smaller geographies in Rajasthan. Hence, the demand of the employees and the customers have been haywire at few times. But while we are expanding, there is very good feedback and approach from employees in the newer geographies. we are commanding good traction from employees from other successful companies in new geographies. And yes, hiring is in process. We have hired a few key positions and they will be joining the company in about 40 to 45 days from now. So by June end, our key hirings will be done for the financial year, and teams below them will join in the next quarter. So yes, MP, Madhya Pradesh, that we started last year around this time, around May, we've been able to add about 60 crores of AUM there with a stable team, with almost nil attrition rate. And the teams that have come in are also from large A and AA rated large NBFCs. So we feel that, it'll be comfortable going forward and further penetrating in Madhya Pradesh. Similarly, in Gujarat, we have opened 4 to 5 locations as of now. And the small team that is there has joined us in, months between December and February. And one key hiring, we are almost closing for the state of Gujarat, which will, give us comfort and a broader, employee base for the 6 branches that we have allocated this year.
Got it. And how do you see the performance in this new state, sir, that we are entering into? Is it better than Rajasthan?
Yes, the portfolio is performing much better. The yield is a little bit lesser because, we are going from Jaipur, we are concentrating on a better profile of customers. And we are not, targeting first-time borrowers and, new-to-credit customers there as of now. So that has given an additional comfort to the portfolio. And we have closed at 99% of collection efficiency and portfolio in the current and zero buckets in Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat as of March.
Great. And the GNPA number that we are reporting, it is 90-day number or 180-day number, sir?
So this is a 150 cutoff number. And as per RBI, we have a couple of more years to come down to 90 days and, be at par with larger NBFCs and banks. So this year, we'll be going ahead and closing March 25 at 120 days and March 26 at 90 days.
March 26 at 90 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. That's it from my end, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Anirudh Singh from Singh & Associates. Please go ahead. Anirudh, may I request you to unmute your line, please? Anirudh, if you can hear us, may I request you to unmute your line, please?
Hello?
Yes, you're audible now.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
So my first question is, what business risk do you foresee in the next few years?
What? I beg your pardon?
So what business risk do you see in next few years?
So business risk, as per, my understanding, we don't see in next two couple of years because of the uptrend in the markets, market sentiments and, favorable cash flow positions with our borrowers. The one of the risks that we foresee is, higher attrition in our employees, which, is in the older geographies, not in the new geographies. The team has been stable for around 15 to 18 months with us in MP and now Gujarat. But in the older geographies, there has been, a trend of attrition. And this similar, all across NBFCs and especially small finance banks. I don't know what has happened in Rajasthan, to be honest. The high attrition here could possess a little bit of challenge in, growing our AUMs and keeping all the branches active and, steady and growing at 20-25% month on month.
Okay. So if in anything, political instability happens in the nearby, so will it impact our company's growth?
I mean, there could be few challenges that it, you know, it brings along with it, but business continuity won't be challenged. I don't see that challenge. And to be very honest, the confidence comes from our, you know, robust credit underwriting and our portfolio of MSME and secured loans being tested at, you know, various intervals like demonetization, COVID-1, COVID-2. So we feel that, you know, we'll, even if there is a very big setback on the economy or, you know, external factors, we will be able to control it much better because we are well placed compared to where we were prior to COVID or prior to demonetization.
Okay, great. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Yashwanti from Coir Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand, like, we are we looking to cross around 100 crore for milestone in the revenue in FY25 and over 100 crore for milestone in AUM as we are very near to, you know, we reported very good numbers in the top line and our AUM is also nearing 400. So what are your targets going forward for FY25?
Hi, Yashwanti. If I've heard your question right, you are saying 100 crores of AUM growth.
Milestone in the revenues and 500 crores of AUM.
Sorry, can you please repeat your question?
Yeah, I'll just break it into parts. I just want to understand, can we see FY25 crossing milestone revenue over 100 crores?
To be honest, 100 crores looks tough, but total revenue should be around 80-85 crores at a conservative approach. AUM, yes, definitely we are targeting to add, to disburse around 200 crores of fresh disbursements this year. And with the rundown every month that we have of principal via collections and closures, we should be adding around 120 odd crores of fresh AUM to the existing. So we see ourselves around 500 mark by end of this year.
My next question is with regard to your MSME segment, which contributes majorly to our revenue.
Can you speak to the answer, please? Your voice is not coming clear, ma'am.
Am I audible now? Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to understand more of your MSME business, which contributes majorly to your revenues. So just wanted to understand out of your loan portfolio, I just wanted to know in rupees how much has been disbursed in as an MSME loan?
How much has been disbursed in the previous year, you're saying, in MSME, right?
Yeah, in rupees. Percentage around 70% plus odd, I believe.
So in terms of our AUM, around 80% comes from mortgage loans, that is MSME and loan against property. And 20% roughly constitutes the from the vehicle loans. In terms of disbursements, we have done about 68 or 69 crores, if I'm not wrong, this year in the MSME lending. And 68, 69 crores in the vehicle loans and about 110 crores from MSME and LAP this year.
Okay. So many banking and NBFC are focusing on MSME loans. So just wanted to understand you position as your competitive advantage vis-a-vis your competitors. This is one. And just wanted to understand what is the rate of lending in MSME segment for you vis-a-vis your
competitors? Yeah, so the second part of the question first. We start at about 16% and go to roughly 22-23%. Average yield on our portfolio comes to about 19.5-20%.
Okay.
And competitive advantage that we see with us is, you know, having tested the portfolio and performance, you know, very minutely in a couple of Blackstone events that have happened recently, number one. Number two, we in the management team have been, you know, working with the people at our ground with feet on street, have visited a lot of customers, done their interaction, PD, FI on our own. So we understand what the customer is actually demanding. And thirdly, we have a lean hierarchy. So our turnaround times are much faster than larger NBFCs and banks, where if there are any deviations or waivers, then the chain of command is such, that it takes 3 to 4 days to actually respond and get to a conclusion. Wherein with us, the hierarchy is not that, huge as of now. And we have made a proprietary, internal scoring module also, where all our MSME LAP borrowers are marked on various parameters. And with the average score, they are given the credit underwriting is done and final sanction is made. So the hierarchy is much smaller, where, the final signing authority can be reached in couple of steps and not 5 to 6 or 5 to 7 steps that typically other NBFCs and large banks have.
And sir, how has been the collection from the MSME loan? Are there any good collection happening, or there was how is the NPA in the segment?
Roughly NPA is 2.5%. Collection efficiency on the entire book comes to about 95%, has been 95.5% last year. And this has significantly improved in last 3 to 4 years. We have seen this collection efficiency close to 75-70% also in the lockdown period. So it is improving year on year, and we see this to continue the momentum to grow and be at the same level or better itself compared to last year in the current financial year.
Sir, if I can take two more questions. Just wanted to understand that you have expanded your branch network by five by FY 2024. So what was the CapEx you have earned to enhance this network? Is it on a rental basis? Have you bought the space? And what was the CapEx or the workday OpEx for the same?
So yes, the expansion of newer geographies has happened this year. But to be very honest, our branches are not very, not very grand, where we are splurging on the IT or infra of the branch. So typically 2 to 3 lakh rupees per branch is what the early cost is, and then 3 to 4 months of hiring and till the branch becomes viable on its own and the team joins in, and there is a 4 to 5 crore AUM built on that branch. Until that it's not break even. But once in 4 to 5 months the team is stable and we are able to achieve a 3.5-4 crore kind of a AUM from one branch, then the branch is viable.
Maybe the break even is possible within 6 to 8 months.
Not able to hear you that well, please.
I'm saying your break even is possible within 6 to 8 months.
Yes, definitely.
Sir, any plans to expand? What are the number of branches you are planning for the current year?
So we wish to reach 70-75 branches by end of next year. And we'll add about 7-8 locations this year. But these will be mostly spoke locations, very close by to the branches that we have already opened. As a state, we wish to enter Maharashtra soon, and we are looking at a few senior hirings from Maharashtra. Once we close that, within a couple of months, we'll be able to, shut down on few locations and open about 4 to 5 locations in Maharashtra in current financial year.
I'm sorry, but can you just explain us, like, whom you have a IT tie-up for all these banking operations?
The IT tie-up, you're saying?
Yes.
So we have finalized on a LOS LMS software from Graviton. So all our team will be on real-time basis on the applications. We are providing our team with a application tool from starting from lead inquiry generation to the final disbursement. And apart from that, Collecton is the app that we are currently using for our collections, where all our collection executives have login IDs and rights on that. And for the comfort of our rural customers, they can print out Bluetooth printer generated receipts and issue those receipts at real time. At our HO, we get that information on real-time basis where we can track the cash collection and cash deposit in the bank with, you know, in within 10 to 15 seconds of the receipt being generated.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Apart from that, just to add on collections bit, we are live on BBPS. You know, our customers can go on and pay through any wallets. We are active on NACH. We are doing eNACH continuously now, where customers, about 80-85% of our customers on before the disbursement itself are registered on NACH. And apart from that, all banking channels, UPIs, QR code, etc., we have already, you know, are there with our customers. So, which makes it easier, and the dependence on cash collection is coming down drastically. So that also adds in operational efficiency.
Very really user-friendly model even for the customers.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. I will join back in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saloni Sharma, Unity Small Finance Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Saloni.
Good afternoon. So, out of our loan portfolio, what in rupees has been disbursed to MSME segment?
On the current AUM, you're asking?
Yes.
So roughly 80% of our AUM is, you know, in the MSME and LAP space. So roughly, and disbursements, like I just mentioned, about 110 crores of disbursement was done in MSME LAP last year, and about 68 crores was done in vehicle loans.
Okay, thank you. So my next question is, what is the rate interest of MSME and vehicle plan?
We start at 16.5%.
Saloni, can you mute your line from your side, please? Thank you. So go ahead.
So our interest rates start from 16.5%, but typical yield on our portfolio is close to about 19.5%. We are also going up to 23-24%. It's all profile based. So the interest rate range is 16.5 to 23-24%, but average yield is 19.5%.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Mahesh Seth, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi Mahesh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations for this good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you. Please.
I wanted to ask that what are our plans for expanding our branch network in next year, that is FY25, and which specific locations are we targeting?
We will be, further penetrating deeper into spoke locations near the branches that we have already established, so which will be north region of Gujarat, includes Mehsana, Palanpur, Himmatnagar, etc. And we have opened new locations in Madhya Pradesh, that is near Jabalpur. So Jabalpur, Sagar, Satna, Rewa, Katni, these areas is what we are targeting this year. We are also finalizing a couple of hirings for Maharashtra. Once it happens, then maybe next quarter we'll plan to open 4 to 5 branches in Maharashtra. Apart from this, majorly around these branches, we'll be opening spoke locations with a small team size and, you know, smaller targets for those branches, which comes at a lower cost as well. And further solidifying our presence in this geography.
Okay. So we are expecting to the branches to be open in the next quarter, right, in Maharashtra?
Yes, hopefully. If the hirings are finalized next quarter, otherwise in the third quarter of this year.
Okay, sir. I understand. Okay. My next question is, are we looking to associate with more banks for more funding requirements to get a comparatively better rate?
Yes, definitely. That's the plan. So Just to give a brief history about the borrowings, we started as a company, we started borrowing majorly in 2015 once we started doing MSME Lab. And earlier our average cost of fund was about 15.5-16%, completely relying on NBFCs, mid-level and you know, small NBFCs that we were lending from. That has completely changed in last 5-6 years. Our major borrowing comes today as on date comes from banks, where largest contributor is PSU banks, SBI and UCO Bank. And apart from that, we have also added new lenders in last couple of years, which are you know, scheduled banks like IDFC, Federal Bank, ICICI Bank, ESAF Small Finance Bank, Capital Small Finance Bank. IndusInd Bank was our existing lender. So we've added large banking, and we are actually banking on scheduled banks for our fundraising in the near future as well. I mean, the majority share would come from banks and large NBFCs, which will be at a lower rate.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering my question, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mansi Verma from Gajan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi Mansi.
Yeah, hello sir. The question of mine is, what opportunity Bid Finserv sees to expand its business in penetrated the rising market?
There is a huge opportunity. I feel after, you know, so I'll tell you a very brief example. When we started doing MSME Lab in 2015-16, we opened few rural branches for mortgage loans, and we saw huge resistance from the customers where, you know, they would not mortgage their residential property and take a loan on it. But the dynamics of the market has completely changed. In last 7-8 years, we have seen so many housing finance companies, NBFCs, entering Rajasthan and states like Madhya Pradesh, and penetrating into rural pockets, which has given us a immense scope to work with. The markets are broadening month on month, and there are new set of borrowers with, you know, greater aspirations now in even in the rural areas, who are you know, willing to mortgage their land and take a mortgage their residential premises and take a loan on it. And even, you know, like we are graduating from smaller NBFCs to banks for our cost of borrowing, even this customer base is graduating from local money lenders to, you know, NBFCs and then to small finance banks. So there is a journey that they also have within 5-6 years. This is the aspiration of rural borrowers that, you know, they will enter a formal borrowing structure with the NBFC at 22-23% and, you know, come down to 16-17 kind of a rate with a small finance bank or a large bank. So the scope of market is huge, and with so much aspiration in the rural areas and young population in the rural areas, we don't see any challenge of, you know, not finding customers to lend to.
Okay. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Mansi Garwan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi Mansi, please.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So my question is, with the expansion of our 5 branches, what was our capex?
Capex is not huge, like I just said. So each of our branch within 6 months, 5-6 months is break even on its own. The basic infra that our branches, you know, are designed by are, you know, a couple of lakhs is more than enough to get a branch ready. But the challenge comes to hire the team in that branch and, you know, get the business started. So once we achieve a 3-4 crore of AUM levels in a particular branch, then there is no problem and each branch is sustainable and break even on its own. So this usually takes about 5-6 months once we open a branch and the team comes in and, you know, understand the policies and begin their disbursements.
Any future expansion plans, sir? Apart from these
Sorry?
branches? Any future expansion plans apart from these branches?
Yes, we'll be opening spoke locations around the branches that we have already opened, and we'll be entering Maharashtra very soon. So we plan to open 4 to 5 branches in Maharashtra by in next quarter if the team joins us on time, otherwise in Q3.
And sir, can
So
you
by financial year 26, we wish to reach a branch strength of 75 locations.
Okay, sir. And can you give little bit idea about your working capital cycle?
In terms of working capital, we have limits from large banks, and I mean, we maintain a 2 to 3 month kind of a liquidity on our hands, and most of the borrowings comes from in the form of term loan from large NBFCs and banks. Apart from that, we are also thinking of a issuance of NCDs very soon, but as of now, it's completely through banks and NBFCs via the mode of term loans or small working capital limits from a couple of banks.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That is from my side. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Karthikeyan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again for the opportunity. So, one more question. Our ROE has been relatively lower, around 6 to 7%. So what could be the reason for this? Is it due to the low leverage that we have, or it's due to high OpEx cost, high employee cost? How do we see this going forward, sir?
Hi, Karthikeyan. I think you answered the question on my part, and it's definitely because of the low leverage. If you compare us to larger other NBFCs, generally all the NBFCs are, you know, 2, 2.5, 3x leveraged and have a capital adequacy of around 20-25%. But we sitting at 45% as of now, we have a enough headroom ahead of us for next 2 years where we will not be able to where we wouldn't be required to add any fresh capital. And with the similar NOF structure, we can go up to 600 crores of AUM with a 400-450 kind of a borrowing without any hesitance. So once we achieve those kind of numbers and this leverage improves, goes to 2, 2.5, 3 times, the ROE will get much better.
Got it. And the promoter holding is also quite low at 34%. So what is your thought about it? Do you think
So this goes long back. Since the day of IPO in 1995, our promoter holding has been around the same mark, and there is no, you know, dilution planned or, you know, even in our, you know, mindset to dilute further. And we would be maintaining this promoter holding for next 3-4 years at least.
Okay.
And on a regular basis also, I mean, there is no dilution plan or in our minds as well.
Got it. And so is this the crucial business for the family, sir? Because you are there, Aditya is there. So
Yes.
could you spend some thoughts about that, sir? Is there any
Yes,
other
yes.
family business?
No, Karthikeyan, this is our bread and butter actually, and four of us from the family are involved in the business, right from my grandfather, Sri Panalalji Baid, who's the MD of the company. The company was started by him, and we are the third generation from the family involved in the same business. And to be honest, we have clear mindset of carrying forward this legacy and, you know, make this a big success story, another big success story from Rajasthan. So I'll just give a brief, given the opportunity, I'll just give a brief about the mindset and the company also. Up till 2014-15, when we were doing only vehicle loans, our AUM was roughly 30 crores, 30-35 crores, and no borrowings from banks or large institutes. It's only after 2015 we have, you know, rapidly increased our AUMs, grown about 10 times in less than 8 years, and you know, started borrowings, got ourselves rated from external credit rating agencies. So the mindset shift has, you know, happened post 2015-16, and we wish to, you know, grow at 20-25% decent pace month year on year, and you know, see where it takes us.
Got it, got it. I wish you all the best, sir. Yeah,
thank you, Parthin.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bhardwaj for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Bates FinServ Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisor.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.